Outward affects are preceded by confidence of my mind. Outward affects are preceded by confidence of my mind. How can I have affects in my life which I have created, which I have preceded by my confidence of my thought in my mind? Well, when I put a cause in motion for myself, I am affecting a new way of thinking about something. I am putting an effect that I will use for myself, but the affect that is done is something that is done ahead of time and done by my thinking. Outward effects are preceded by confidence of my mind, of my thought. How can we put this into motion for ourselves? How can we realize this for ourselves? How can we know what this means? If we are going to allow ourselves to be affected by the things that are going on around us, then the things that are going on around us possess us. They own us. They run our lives, and they create us in a very specific way. This is not a beneficial thing. This is not something that we want to experience or want to have in our life, but it's something that comes into our life because we allow it to be. If you hear that there is a hurricane, you prepare for the hurricane. You are thinking of how you will be affected by that hurricane or affected by that hurricane, and then you prepare yourself. But if you mentally say all is in divine order, you mentally say whatever is going to be taking place is balanced now, is all in divine order, is all perfectly wonderful and good, you are putting a cause in motion, you are putting an effect into motion that is really brought about by your effectual thinking. How are you going to really take charge of a hurricane, for instance? A hurricane seems like such a tremendous activity of the weather that is so dangerous and so unkindly to all of the world that it touches that you'd rather not have hurricanes in your area. But hurricanes come and go in our area, and we don't really know that they're there. Because some people who are aware of a hurricane coming or the possibility of a hurricane coming speak of the hurricane and say, all is in divine order. All is in balance. All is in peace. And as they say, all is in balance. All is in peace. Then it is done. It is done beautifully. It is done wonderfully. It is done fantastically. It is done and it is proven to be done because it is something that we can observe happening in our life. Have you ever had any situation come up in your life where you say, whoops, 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 no, no. And what you're doing is you're sliding down a hill and you're going in to the direction of the trees and you have no control of your toboggan and you're going to hit those trees. And you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And so then you reach to the nose of your toboggan and you twist it and turn it gently and ever so gently. And the toboggan is under your control now. It's under your direction now. You have taken control. You have brought that toboggan into harmony with the surroundings. You have chosen not to hit the trees, or rather, you have chosen to go between the trees, around the trees, or away from the trees. You have chosen to make an action that's harmonious for you. Now, you say, well, that's all very logical and very reasonable. I can understand that. Well, when we are dealing with principle, when we are dealing with affects, we are dealing with something that is so tremendously interesting, so tremendously our choice, that if we immediately take charge and we say, all is in divine order, I'm not afraid of those trees down there. I'm not afraid the toboggan is out of control. I'm not afraid that something bad is going to happen. I know balance is here. And so, in me, I reach forward to do the right thing. In me, I do the right thing. As well, when you're in a spin in an airplane and the airplane is spinning down, you move it into the opposite direction. And as you move it into the opposite direction after you have moved it into the direction of the spin ceases to take control. When you move in the direction of the spin, you take the power of the airplane and you put it in your hands. And then as you move out of the spin into total control, everything is in balance, and you say, all is in divine order. Now you say, wow, is that how it works? Yeah. When your car goes into a spin, you turn into the spin, and then you take control, and then you bring it out of it. But if you're going to counteract the spin immediately, all you're doing is making the spin more dramatic and more in control of your experience. We all have effects that we have from our thinking. Our thinking is an affect that brings about balance. And we say all is in divine order. That's our affect. And the effect is divine order. The effect is that all things work out in perfect divine order. Everyone can do this. And to a degree, everyone does do this. When a mother sees her children acting improperly, if she shouts and hollers at the children, she only exacerbates the situation, and the children get more obstreperous and more unwieldy. But when a mother, who is truly in charge of herself, sees her family out of balance, she immediately puts things into motion to bring the family in balance, to bring the family into harmony and balance, to bring the family into knowing that all is in divine order, all is coming along beautifully. Now, the mother could become part of the problem. She could worry and she could be upset. When you see a person doing something that is not something that you think should be done, and you worry about it, you empower that situation to have its negative response. So when the children are upset with one another and they're having a big knockdown, drag-out situation, the mother comes in and does not speak to the situation. She just says to the kids, hey guys, I just opened some ice cream. Come on in and let's have some ice cream. And most of the time, they will immediately stop what they're doing because what they're doing was not that important. And they'll come in and have the ice cream and forget what they were doing and start for a new balance. Now, you don't always need ice cream. You can say to one of the kids who is having the most trouble, you say, Johnny, you are a magic boy. You are able to do things that nobody else can do. I'm so proud of you. And he gets so flustered, so flabbergasted. Just like the telephone ringing in the middle of my talk here. He gets so flabbergasted when his mother says to him, hey, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're a good guy. And the problem drifts away quicker than you can blink your eye. And it drifts away because the mother did not fight it. She merely flowed with the harmony that was there underlying all the experience that was happening. We all have experiences in our life. We all have attitudes in our life. We all have things that are happening to us all of the time. And our outward effects are preceded by the confidence of our mind. And when the mother has confidence in herself that, hey, I'll just weave my magic and all will be in balance. When the mother says, hey, you guys are great. And the mother doesn't worry and she doesn't fret and she doesn't think that things are not going to work out. Whenever you want something, whatever it may be, when you put the effect in motion, when you have the affect by changing attitudes and the effect of the result, when you have that in motion and you are preceding your activities with the confidence of your mind and you know it works and you are preceding it with all of your love and all of your joy and all of your peace and all of your harmony, when you do that, then only good takes place. Now, are you able to precede that with your joy and your love and your harmony? Are you able to precede that and know it? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're able to do it because it is the most common thing in the world. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. I think my thought and I see all the world at peace and harmony. I see all the world balanced. I see all the world living in delight of one another. That's the confidence of my mind, and that's the result of my life. And that's the result of your life, too, when you let go and you let the divine in you balance all things, and there's nothing to worry about. Only accept and know that it is true, and know that you are truly wonderful. You are balanced now. You are using the confidence of your mind to accomplish every goal of your heart and your life. Have a lovely day, and know I love you very much.